Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Again, I just so appreciate you taking the time to listen to the Word of God. It is my goal, it's God's goal, that you learn about Him and His Son Jesus and His ways. And so as we study the Word of God together, our faith builds and we become more and more the way that God wants us to be in this world. So let's go to Him in prayer and ask Him to add this Word to our lives today. Heavenly Father, it's with great joy we come again, having your word before us and knowing that you're a God that wants us to know you. Lord, it's such a blessing to have a God that is so loving, caring, and gracious and merciful toward us. And Lord, then you want to empower us and equip us with your truth by your Holy Spirit. You want to give us the ability to live according to that truth by your Holy Spirit. And Lord, we just want to bless you today and ask you to bless our time to study your word again. We thank you, we love you, Lord, and we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Thankful Remembrance. It's taken from the book of Philippians chapter 1 and verse 3. As Paul the Apostle continued his letter to the Philippian church, he noted his company, Timothy, and to whom he was writing, the saints and bishops and deacons. In chapter 1 and verse 3 of his letter to the Philippians, he tells them how thankful he is every time he remembers them. We read, "I thank my God upon every remembrance of you." The verse begins, "I thank my God." Thankfulness employs the idea of being grateful for or appreciating someone or something else. Paul directed his thankfulness to God, from whom all the blessings of life ultimately flow. For Paul the Apostle, it was a natural flow to look to the origin of blessings as he considered the church of Philippi. The verse goes on to say, upon every remembrance of you. Let's think about what Paul wrote for a moment. Every remembrance. Every time the people within the church of Philippi came to Paul's mind, he thanked God for them. Paul appreciated, considered, respected, and acknowledged the church in Philippi. And when the thoughts of them would come to his remembrance, he thanked the one through whom they ultimately came. God Almighty. As we ponder Paul's words in this letter, in this verse, we may ask, do we have anyone, anywhere, for whom we are thankful to God every time we think about them? Are there people in our lives that we so appreciate, respect, consider, and acknowledge that we give thanks to God when they come to our minds? Thankfulness and the idea of being grateful seem to have lost their flair in recent years. Sometimes it seems that entitlement and privilege have usurped their throne. However, when Paul thought upon those whom he respected, he gave thanks to the origin of blessing, our Heavenly Father. Maybe as we consider Paul's thankfulness for the church at Philippi, it will be an inspiration for us to give thanks to God for those whom God Almighty has put within our lives. And may we ever be so grateful when we remember them. Next time, Paul will begin to share one of the main themes in his letter to Philippi. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word in Jesus' name.